Good morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are in the world, and welcome to Dad's Beards Nerds News for September 3rd, 2019, the semi-daily news that even plants crave and Anchor's number one gaming news podcast. I'm Tommy, and I'll be your host for today. With that being said, let's jump into the news. WWE star Batista joins Gears 5. WWE star and actor Dave Batista announced on Twitter today with a brief video that he will be a playable character in Gears 5 starting September 15th after the WWE pay-per-view Clash of Champions. He will be playable in Horde, Escape, and the Versus multiplayer. This gets me even more hyped for Gears 5. Batista has been campaigning to play Marcus Fenix in a Gears of War movie for a while now, which I would love to see. Let's make it happen, Microsoft. And while we're at it, let's put Terry Crews in there as Coltrane, because that would be the hypest. But adding him to Gears 5 is a really cool middle ground that fans at least get to see him in the Gears world and play as him. Our next story. Monster Hunter World Iceborne will have a free October update that adds the Rajang by Richard Walker of XboxAchievements.com. Capcom has announced that a new monster will be added to Monster Hunter World Iceborne in a free post-launch update. The DLC will mark the long-awaited return of the fearsome Rajang, a horned ape-like beast with nasty fangs and a bad temper. Last seen in Monster Hunter 2, the Rajang is a beast that likes to pound its prey into the ground and roar a lot. It also likes to pounce and bear hug helpless hunters, as shown in the new trailer, an ultra-aggressive creature that is rarely sighted and seldom survived. The Rajang has unmatched speed and ferocity, and has its own line in electrifying attacks. Enrage the Rajang enough and it will defend itself with an electric aura to keep you at bay. In other words, the Rajang is a beast not to be messed with. You'll be able to face the Rajang when it's added to Monster Hunter World Iceborne via a free title update in October. As if I needed a reason to be more hyped for Iceborne. I haven't been this ready since the Devil-Yo update. I was already going to play a lot of Monster Hunter Iceborne, but the Rajang will definitely be a monster that gets slain a lot in my squad.
Hi everyone, Anthony from Dad's Beards Nerds here. Here to tell you about our sponsorship program, a wonderful way to help support us and have your ad relating to your business or project read on all Dad's Beards Nerds content. Our sponsorships cost $100 for a week's worth of ads read on DBN News, DBN Prime, and any reviews we record and release for the week. If this interests you, then contact us at dadsbeardsnerds@gmail.com and let's talk about how we can work together to bring your ad to our listeners' ears. Now, enjoy the rest of the show.
Our next story for today. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Breakpoint Closed Beta Year 1 Post-Launch Content Detailed by Adam Bankhurst of IGN. Ubisoft has detailed the Ghost Recon Breakpoint Closed Beta, which runs from September 5th to September 8th, and has also revealed its plans for Year 1 Post-Launch Content for the sequel to 2017's Ghost Recon Wildlands. The Ghost Recon Breakpoint Beta will be available on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. For those who pre-ordered the game, are subscribed to, on PC to Uplay Plus, and who participated in Breakpoint's online tech tests. A group of random players will also be selected from ghostrecon.com/beta. Those who gain access to the closed beta will be able to test out several provinces and missions that can be played in solo or up to four-player co-op. There will be two Operation Greenstone missions from the main storyline, Aurora missions that act as side missions to allow players to discover more about the island and its inhabitants, and faction missions, which will feature 8 new missions per day. In addition to closed beta details, Ubisoft announced that Year 1 post-launch starts at launch with Operation Greenstone, and followed by Episode 2 and 3, coming every 4 months. Each new episode will feature a new adventure, new endgame content, raids and updates, faction missions, as well as PvP and regular new content. I really like that Ubisoft is doing a beta, because I know the last tech test was a little bit rough. Ubisoft isn't really known for having the best servers, so I'm all for more tests to get everything straight, and it gives people a chance to play more, and Ubisoft a chance to balance everything just a little bit more. Make everything feel better, make everything feel balanced. But there's something about announcing post-launch content releasing every 4 months that I'm just not a fan of. Is it really fast enough to keep people engaged in a season where so much is coming out? I'm not too sure, but only time will tell. Our final story for today. Red Dead Online Summer Update announced. Releases September 10th. Rockstar announced the newest update to Red Dead Online. The update will add frontier pursuits, new specialist roles, the bounty hunter, trader, and collector, along with new progression and new additions. Each role will unlock new skills for new ways to play. We'll have roles with 20 ranks broken down into 4 tiers. In addition to these new additions, new daily challenges, new items, more events, more stable slots, weapon balancing, and more. I'm really glad to see Rockstar continuing to add and improve to Red Dead Online, especially where we're coming close to the year anniversary of Red Dead coming out. I'm not really sure how much these new roles and changes will add, but I like that there's new ways to play and that the world is ever evolving. I'm excited to see what it brings. And that's it for the news today. Thanks for listening, and let us know what you think about any of the stories we talked about by sending us a message on Anchor, the podcast we use to record the show. If you'd like to support the podcast other than listening, please check out our Anchor page at anchor.fm/dadsbeardsnerds, where you can donate to us via the Support This Podcast button and sign up for a monthly donation of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month. On Twitter at dadsbeardsnerds, Instagram at dadsbeardsnerdspodcast. Check out our Twitter bio to be ever part of our growing Discord community, or on twitch.tv/dadsbeardsnerds.